Willis was disbarred from practicing law earlier this week for several professional conduct issues, including withholding $30,000 from a young client involved in a personal injury case. Willis, a key ally of Mayor Reed's on the council, said he remains committed to public service and would continue his run for re-election this November. After the event, Mayor Reed reiterated his support for Willis.
I don't think it disqualifies him from public service. He's running against a man with a $1.1 million bankruptcy and several issues of his own. So I think people that throw rocks shouldn't live in glass houses.
Reed was referring to one of Willis's challengers, Georgia Tech Administrator Andre Dickens. Dickens says the bankruptcy of his family furniture business has nothing to do with Willis's ethics issues.
When the housing market crashed, so went the furniture market. And so to equate that now to stealing money from a child, as well as the fake charity that he's had, as well as the ethics violations that Lamar Willis has had, when you try to equate that, they're not the same.
Meanwhile, the other challenger in the race, former state representative Ralph Long, has called on Reed to drop his support of Willis. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.